Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę Liz i Jima na temat filmów. Odpowiedz na pytania od 1 do 5 zgodnie z treścią nagrania. Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. L – Liz lub J – Jim.
Liz, have you seen that TV series I told you about? The first episode was on yesterday. It's really great, isn't it?
Well, I turned the TV on 15 minutes too late. The part of the episode I've seen was okay, I guess, but the main actress is so irritating. Does she have to cry all the time?
Oh, come on. She's lost on a desert island. It's normal that she's sad, and this episode will be on again tomorrow, so you can watch it again from the start.
I don't know, Jim. I think I'm not really keen on such TV series. The action was too fast and they introduced too many characters. At the end, I didn't know who was who. But it's true that TV shows are becoming better than normal cinema films.
Not all of them. For example, an action film will always be better in the cinema. Even if you have the best surround system at home, it's still worse than the cinema sound.
Yeah, but I don't really like going to the cinema. People talk when they shouldn't, and they eat the smelly popcorn all the time. It really gets on my nerves.
Popcorn is part of the fun. But it's true, some people are just too noisy, and the commercials before the film are so long.
It's actually a good thing. Everybody eats their popcorn during commercials, and when the film starts, nobody interrupts it, because they have nothing to eat anymore.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Liz, have you seen that TV series I told you about? The first episode was on yesterday. It's really great, isn't it?
Well, I turned the TV on 15 minutes too late. The part of the episode I've seen was okay, I guess, but the main actress is so irritating. Does she have to cry all the time?
Oh, come on. She's lost on a desert island. It's normal that she's sad, and this episode will be on again tomorrow, so you can watch it again from the start.
I don't know, Jim. I think I'm not really keen on such TV series. The action was too fast and they introduced too many characters. At the end, I didn't know who was who. But it's true that TV shows are becoming better than normal cinema films.
Not all of them. For example, an action film will always be better in the cinema. Even if you have the best surround system at home, it's still worse than the cinema sound.
Yeah, but I don't really like going to the cinema. People talk when they shouldn't, and they eat the smelly popcorn all the time. It really gets on my nerves.
Popcorn is part of the fun. But it's true, some people are just too noisy, and the commercials before the film are so long.
It's actually a good thing. Everybody eats their popcorn during commercials, and when the film starts, nobody interrupts it, because they have nothing to eat anymore.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie sześć tekstów. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C.
One. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the fasten seat belt sign, and you may now move around the cabin. However, we always recommend to keep your seat belt fastened while you're seated. You may now turn on your electronic devices. In a few moments, the flight attendants will be passing around the cabin to offer you hot or cold drinks, as well as a light meal. Now relax and enjoy the flight. Thank you. Two.
And now, something for food lovers. Our reporter, Martha Jones, has recently visited a new restaurant called La Pasta. Martha, what's your opinion about it?
Well, it's located in the heart of New York, and the location is the only good thing about this place. The staff is really rude, which you will see right from the entrance, and the place itself is really small and dirty.
And what about the food?
I ordered pasta, of course, and it was almost impossible to eat. Everything was undercooked. Never go to this place if you don't want your mood to be ruined. 3. Hi, I'm calling your program to give my opinion on the book called The Long Road. This book truly falls under the category of don't judge a book by its cover, because when I saw its cover and read the description, I didn't feel like reading it. But my friend had loved it so much, I said I would try it. Well, that night I was up until midnight reading. It's a brilliant book, perfect for anyone who likes futuristic books, fun books, interesting books, or just basically any books in general. The Long Road is one of my favorite books, and I recommend it to everyone. 4.
There's a house on fire. You have seconds. What do you do? Connor, 14, and his dad were jogging near their home in Bolton, England, when they saw a woman who was trapped with her two daughters in an upstairs bedroom. The woman dropped her children out of the window and Connor caught them. "It was scary," he said afterwards, "but I'm a rugby player, so I have good hands." Connor's dad then called the children's mother.
5. Do you have an old piece of furniture that you wish to throw away? Here's the perfect solution. Join www.freecycle.org. Freecycle members advertise objects they don't need. Then any member can come and collect them for free. The network has over 2.8 million members worldwide, and there's probably a group in your town. So join in, sit back, and watch that old sofa go out of the door. 6.
Hi. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I've noticed it when I left the petrol station. When I drive, everything seems to be okay. But when I brake, I hear a strange noise.
I don't think it's anything serious, but we have to be sure. Can you give me the keys?
Here you are. Is it going to last long?
Well, we have to take a look. Meanwhile, you can sit and wait here. Help yourself to some tea or coffee. I'll let you know when we finish.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the fasten seat belt sign and you may now move around the cabin. However, we always recommend to keep your seat belt fastened while you're seated. You may now turn on your electronic devices. In a few moments, the flight attendants will be passing around the cabin to offer you hot or cold drinks, as well as a light meal. Now relax and enjoy the flight. Thank you. 2.
And now, something for food lovers. Our reporter, Martha Jones, has recently visited a new restaurant called La Pasta. Martha, what's your opinion about it?
Well, it's located in the heart of New York, and the location is the only good thing about this place. The staff is really rude, which you will see right from the entrance, and the place itself is really small and dirty.
And what about the food?
I ordered pasta, of course, and it was almost impossible to eat. Everything was undercooked. Never go to this place if you don't want your mood to be ruined. 3. Hi, I'm calling your program to give my opinion on the book called The Long Road. This book truly falls under the category of don't judge a book by its cover, because when I saw its cover and read the description, I didn't feel like reading it. But my friend had loved it so much, I said I would try it. Well, that night I was up until midnight reading. It's a brilliant book, perfect for anyone who likes futuristic books, fun books, interesting books, or just basically any books in general. The Long Road is one of my favorite books, and I recommend it to everyone. 4.
There's a house on fire. You have seconds. What do you do? Connor, 14, and his dad were jogging near their home in Bolton, England, when they saw a woman who was trapped with her two daughters in an upstairs bedroom. The woman dropped her children out of the window and Connor caught them. It was scary, he said afterwards, but I'm a rugby player, so I have good hands. Connor's dad then called the children's mother.
5. Do you have an old piece of furniture that you wish to throw away? Here's the perfect solution. Join www.freecycle.org. Freecycle members advertise objects they don't need. Then any member can come and collect them for free. The network has over 2.8 million members worldwide, and there's probably a group in your town. So join in, sit back, and watch that old sofa go out of the door. 6.
Hi. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I've noticed it when I left the petrol station. When I drive, everything seems to be okay. But when I brake, I hear a strange noise.
I don't think it's anything serious, but we have to be sure. Can you give me the keys?
Here you are. Is it going to last long?
Well, we have to take a look. Meanwhile, you can sit and wait here. Help yourself to some tea or coffee. I'll let you know when we finish.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi na temat kotów. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do E, wpisując odpowiednią literę do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi.
1.
RSPCA Inspector John Hurst had been called out to save the young cat that somebody threw out from a car in Ambria, Cambridgeshire. When the inspector began to follow her, she moved forward, mewing all the time, and led the inspector straight to where her kittens were. This little cat knew exactly what she wanted to do, and she made sure that I followed her and brought her kittens to safety. I didn't expect that, the man said later on.
2. Are you an amateur photographer? Do you have a cat? Do you want your cat to become a star? If yes, join our cat photo contest. Your cat will have a chance to appear in our next year's calendar. Categories for the contest are Pretty Kitty and Silly Cat. Pick a category and send your photo to contest@catmagazine.com. The final date is June the 25th. 3.
If you want to have a cat, think about some important issues. Firstly, decide if you want a kitten or an adult cat. Kittens need a lot of attention. That's why I encourage you to take an adult cat, especially if you work all day. Secondly, think about the length of hair. Long-haired cats require daily brushing. Finally, remember that cats are dependent on their owners for all their needs: food, medical attention, exercise and entertainment. You need to spend a lot of time with your cat every day.
4. Hi, John. I won't be at home when you come back, so you and your sister have to make dinner today. I found a small kitten on our doorstep and I'm taking it to the vet. It's unusual, all white. I think we'll keep it. I hope that your father won't be angry. I know he preferred to have a dog, but he'll fall in love with his cat as soon as he sees it. Bye!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
RSPCA Inspector John Hurst had been called out to save the young cat that somebody threw out from a car in Ambria, Cambridgeshire. When the inspector began to follow her, she moved forward, mewing all the time, and led the inspector straight to where her kittens were. This little cat knew exactly what she wanted to do, and she made sure that I followed her and brought her kittens to safety. I didn't expect that, the man said later on.
2. Are you an amateur photographer? Do you have a cat? Do you want your cat to become a star? If yes, join our cat photo contest. Your cat will have a chance to appear in our next year's calendar. Categories for the contest are Pretty Kitty and Silly Cat. Pick a category and send your photo to contest@catmagazine.com. The final date is June the 25th. 3.
If you want to have a cat, think about some important issues. Firstly, decide if you want a kitten or an adult cat. Kittens need a lot of attention. That's why I encourage you to take an adult cat, especially if you work all day. Secondly, think about the length of hair. Long-haired cats require daily brushing. Finally, remember that cats are dependent on their owners for all their needs: food, medical attention, exercise and entertainment. You need to spend a lot of time with your cat every day.
4. Hi, John. I won't be at home when you come back, so you and your sister have to make dinner today. I found a small kitten on our doorstep and I'm taking it to the vet. It's unusual, all white. I think we'll keep it. I hope that your father won't be angry. I know he preferred to have a dog, but he'll fall in love with his cat as soon as he sees it. Bye!
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.